Well, good morning and welcome. It's a beautiful, beautiful day on the outside. I just mentioned that this morning. What a beautiful day it is. The sun is out. I mean, in my area, I don't know what's going on in your neck of the woods, but the sun is out this morning in the San Susi area. It's quite windy and beautiful, and it's just that kind of feeling. I kind of feel in Easter now. I don't know. The things change because I feel in the Easter vibe this morning. Like, I feel I want to go and fly kite and dance. That's how I felt this morning when I got out into the open. Shaman, you don't feel in that. Look, she did. Look at this. Look at the face. But tell you what. Siobhan Lloyd is our guest this morning. And of course, Siobhan is, she is actually in the legal field and so many other fields. So we're not limiting her this morning, but we got exposed to, a lot of you would have gotten exposed to her on the legal front. She's also very much into promotion. A lot of us got exposed to her on that front, and so many other things. She's very, very much involved in charitable work and all of that. And I was wondering, how in the hell, Siobhan, yet? You know, but then knowing you, you probably put it off a lot of time. I'm sure that's not the first time Tammy asked you. I know. You just, I don't know. I'm ready. No, that's not for me. Like, you know, I could imagine that conversation until finally God says, all right, she's going to say yes today. And we are very happy.
Good morning, Maureen.
A pleasure. What a pleasure it is. And I heard you. I know you heard everything I said before, and you can't contest it. I know you can't contest, guy. I know that is exactly what happened. That conversation was supposed to have gone down long before now. But knowing you, you were just putting it off and said, nothing to them things, because you don't like this spotlight kind of thing. You understand?
I actually said to Tammy, if she ran out of guests, people to ask. That's why I'm finally being asked. But no, it's quite humbling that I have a story to tell and that people feel inspired in some way or another.
Right. Yes, absolutely, Shiv. And, you know, I think your story is definitely a beautiful story as well, because I think at some personal time I did get a little insight of to it. But, you know, you are just such a humble individual, and you are just... You are just about putting in the work. You are never about the spotlight of getting the praise for it. But at some point in time, this here is not about the praise, you know, and I don't want you to see it like that. I just want you to see it as an inspiration for some other person that is out there that can, you know, get some form of hope and comfort and confidence to chart their own course just by listening to your story. So we really do appreciate you having accepted the offer and coming on board to share your story with us this morning. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to get right down to it, because a lot of us only know Siobhan at that level. So we want to know who is this little girl? You know, let's take it back to there. Where were you born and what was growing up like? What were you like as a child? Take us back to your childhood.
Okay, so I was born in Somersdale, and that's a neighborhood that we were very close-knit. Right. So my neighbors in Somersdale, mm-hmm. one of them was Vanya Pilgrim, and she's my childhood friend. We went to the same preschool.
Right.
So there was always a sense of community. I also remember during my childhood, I always hung out with people older than me. My mom gave a joke once that when I was 3 years old, I saw John Odlum, and I said, Mom, John Odlum, my friend John Odlum. So I've always hung out with people older than me, people who've done more than me. And you had my good friend Janelle last week,
yes.
and she made a comment about when we grow, being pulled up. Maureen, I've been pulled up by so many amazing women.
Yes.
You know, yes. At the Carmen, at San Susi Government School, the principal at the time, Carmen Rennie, she was amazing.
Right.
Then I went on to the Cassius Comprehensive School, and one of my biggest supporters was Estelita Rennie.
Mm.
She taught technical drawing, and at one point I wanted to be an architect.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went on to my levels, worked for a year.
Right.
I
want to get back to that part, but I really want to spend some time as you, as a child. I want to come there a little later on. Were you an only child? Did you have pairs?
No.
In school, what were you like? Were you the troublesome type? What were some of the things as a child you gravitated towards? The values that were instilled in you.
One of two girls, the older daughter of Cheston Civiloid.
Uh-huh.
I had a very active childhood. My parents made me feel that I could do anything. There was nothing I couldn't do.
Nice.
And they involved us in a lot of activities in the hope that something would have stuck.
Nice.
So, you know, swimming, dancing, tennis, piano,
wow.
Carnival. you name it, we were involved in it. So we had a very active childhood, big sense of community, lots of aunts, lots of uncles, surrounded by a lot of really strong women and really told that I've seen over the years what it is to pray hard, work hard, and play hard, if you know what I mean.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yes, so there's nothing about my childhood I would have changed.
Nice. I like this. Yeah. I like this. Absolutely love this. Now, what are some of the values, apart from making sure that you guys remain very, very busy, so there was no loitering and you know, you were thought, because of so many activities that you guys were involved in, I would think that, you know, one of the core values is that you don't waste time. You know, you always keep yourself meaningfully occupied. But what are some of the added values that you think contributed to the person that you are today?
I think always saying thank you, no matter how small something may seem.
Mm-hmm.
I always saying thank you. And just having a sense of faith and gratitude and respect.
Right.
That's very important.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Great. Now, I'm going to take a word from our sponsor. I was trying to put up a little picture with you there. I get it. We're doing things this morning. Talk to me nice. Right? Let's take a word again from the partners, and let's come back down to your field and where you are right now, some of the work that you're doing and what prompted you into that area. All right? So we'll take a word and we'll be back.
I love my community. It teaches you the importance of being together even through difficult times. Business owners doing their best to make it through. Fishermen and farmers working hard to put food on our tables. Nurses caring for the sick shows me who we are made of. People who care. I guess it's about growing together.
Bank of St. Lucia is inspired by the strength of the communities in which we live and operate. We are happy to be part of these communities, and we will continue to serve you. Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
There's a flash sale on at Quartz for 5 days only. Shop in-store or online at shopquartz.com and save $850 on the Samsung 55-inch LED UHD 4K smart television now. Just $2,599. Get a free mattress with the purchase of the EOS King bed frame and dresser combo. And get $750 off the Mabia fridge and stove combo now. Just $3,199. That's a flash sale at Quartz. Valid for a limited time. Shop today because these deals will be gone in a flash. Quartz, bringing value home.
Okay, so for those of you who are now joining us, we are on She Speaks this morning, and our very special guest this morning is Siobhan Lloyd, and we spoke about her childhood just a little while ago, and now we're going to get into her career path. She is a legal consultant for one of the top leading, hoteliers, one of the brands with bigger names that we know around the region. And she is also a promoter. She does some very esteemed and wonderful shows that I'm sure a lot of us can remember and have at some point in time attended. And she's also very much involved in charitable work. So, Siobhan, let's get into your career path now. Well, you went to your convent girl as well?
No, I went to Catholic Conference.
Oh, you were a Comfrey girl. All right. It's about time. Them convent girls are starting to harass me now. Tabby, go give it. You know, so we have a Castries Comfrey girl in the house. Wonderful. What was it like? What were some of the things that you gravitated? What were you like in school? And did you know from that time that you were going to be ending up in the legal field? Was it something that you always knew you were going to, a field you always knew you wanted to be in?
No, actually, I wanted to be an architect.
You said architecture, right. Oh,
yes.
All right. So
and I really thought I'd have ended up teaching at some stage.
Really?
Went to A-levels, then on to the University of the West Indies, and did the bar in the UK. And 18 years now, I've been in the legal profession. Mm-hmm. I joke and tell people I used to be a lawyer because I no longer practice law in the sense that I go to court.
To the courtroom, yeah, right.
I'm called to five bars, the UK bar, St. Lucia, Anguilla, St. Vincent, and now Grenada, where I'm based.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And but I really practiced law from about 2002 to about 2005.
Right.
My first job was with Albert and Richelieu and Associates, and I did more criminal law than compound than civil.
Mm-hmm.
Then I moved to Anguilla and worked with a firm there, with the principal being Courtney Abel.
Mm-hmm.
I spent 2 years in Anguilla.
Wow.
And during the time I practiced law, I got very involved in Bar Association work, both in St. Lucia and Anguilla. And Michelle Anthony, who's one of our attorneys in St. Lucia, she really took me under her wing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm truly grateful to her.
Right.
Because she exposed me to a lot on the Bar Association side. She was secretary, I think, at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she was one lawyer who looked out for me in the early years.
Right.
So talk about being pulled up by a woman.
By a woman. I like
Michelle
that.
Was one
I
of like those. That.
So what happened now? Where did the switch come? Because wanting to be an architecture and ending up in law, how did that transition happen? What? Break it down for us where you made that switch in your mind and your career.
It's when I got to university.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to do law, actually.
Okay.
I like the advocacy part of it. And I've been told I'm good with people. Mm-hmm. So I think just being able to help people in that way
mm-hmm.
was something that I was interested in.
Right.
But in my current role, we joke that I'm the Olivia Pope of the company, Range Development.
Right.
Who I've worked with for the past 8 years. So I'm more of a fixer.
Right.
Because I get involved in all aspects of
the... Well, that's what I was saying, because there's a lot of hotel projects within the whole region. Do you still, at that point, at that moment, do you get to even dabble in a little bit of the architecture as well?
No.
Okay. No, not that part. Okay, yeah, I was wondering.
The professionals.
Okay, wonderful. So basically right now, what it is that you... Break it down what exactly you do right now as a consultant
okay.
for that company. Because you've been taken all over the world. Right now, you're over in Grenada where you're based currently, but you've been, like you said, you've been Anguilla, you've been all throughout the region doing that job as a consultant for that company. So tell me what exactly your job entails.
So Range Development is a hotel developer based in Dubai.
Yeah.
So I was in Dubai for 2 years, and we've developed 2 hotels, and we're in the process of constructing the 6 Senses in Grenada.
Mm-hmm.
So the Park Hyatt in St. Kitts and Kempinski in Dominica.
Okay.
What my job is, to keep it really basic, is I hold the investor's hand when they apply for citizenship for the respective countries that we develop hotels in.
Mm-hmm.
So an investor in Park Hyatt St. Kitts has the option to apply for citizenship of St. Kitts.
Okay.
And I would hold their hand from the beginning of the process of applying for citizenship.
Okay. So you take them all the legal ramifications.
Me, travel to so many places that I wouldn't have dreamt of. I've had to embrace myself in different cultures.
Yes.
Meet different people. I'm truly grateful for the experiences I've had today, the places I've been able to visit, the food. I'm a huge foodie. The food I've been able to eat,
right,
the people
right.
I've been able to meet, and the kindness that has been afforded to me.
Right.
So I'm really grateful. I wake up every day loving what I do, well, most days. And this is, like I said, I'm in Grenada, and we're doing our third project here.
Mm-hmm.
But I get involved in all aspects of the development, so marketing, picking people up from the airport, making coffee. Also, Range is very serious about their corporate responsibility.
Yes.
So I've assisted in relief efforts, because we did a project in Dominica, relief efforts following
right.
Tropical Storm Maria and Erica.
Right. that's another thing I think where your personality really do come out, because your job is what it is, but you have managed to make your job into something that still impacts people's life on a personal level. So let's talk to that in terms of the person, the personality that you are, and how you are able to transition that into your work, like you just mentioned, getting involved into the charitable and corporate responsibility side of your job. You creating that avenue to be able to still be a very caring human being and show that while you still operate within your corporate world.
So my first exposure to charitable work was my dad, actually, who's one of the kindest people I ever know. Mm-hmm. He was involved with the Blind Welfare Association.
Right.
So I saw him working with that association for a number of years and how they were able to do fundraising. I remember there was a Marshall Montano performance at the Mendel Phillips Park. Yeah. He was singing Too Young to Suffer.
Right.
So I think that was my early exposure to events and charitable work. Then I worked with Joan Didier with AIDS Action Foundation, mm-hmm. and that was work I enjoyed. And my mom, Sybil Lloyd, has actually continued, I've passed the baton on to her, actually. So she's been working with Auntie Joan,
yes.
with AIDS Action Foundation.
Do you think that's why you were prompted into the promotional side of things? Because you are very much involved in promotional events right now. And persons maybe on the outside might just see, okay, she's just doing events. But is that one of the prompting that made you go into events so that you can create an avenue to be able to continue the work that you've seen with your mom and your dad?
Yes, and it's really that I love to plan. Mm-hmm. I'm a planner, and I love to see people have a good time.
Right.
My mom used to say, had I focused more on studying than I did on planning events on campus, I probably would have gotten a first class.
Oh, gosh.
I've always been involved in planning events at high school, university, when I lived in St. Kitts, you know, when I got back to St. Lucia. Even when I wasn't living in St. Lucia, because I travel for events, I love a good time. I like a party. I love carnival.
Oh, yes, we know.
So,
oh, yes, we love your bacchanal. I love it.
Of getting everything together.
Right. As a person that is multifaceted, you're involved in so many things and you keep yourself so active. What would you say is the advantage of being a person of that? Because there's look at how many different fields that you're now being able to be exposed to and dabble in and you know, give your all into. Is it a difficult thing or is it something that, you know, how would you recommend people always seek for that? Like, you know, keep yourself active, you know, expose yourself to more stuff than one, because you never know at the end of the day. Because I'm about to ask you which one you think is going to stick in the long run, because which one you think you're going to gravitate towards eventually, or would it just be side by side, be going through with everything?
Well, we have a running joke between my close friends who say I like to be in things. So I honestly believe that we should take every opportunity we're given, we should take it. Mm-hmm. When I first moved to St. Lucia, a friend of mine was given an opportunity to work in Anguilla. And she went there and she thought it was too small. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't like it. And I said, tell them you have a friend. So that's how I got to Anguilla.
Once
in Anguilla, I had a friend whose sister worked with a hotel developer in St. Kitts,
mm-hmm.
and they were looking for a legal consultant. And I said, no, I'm really happy, but I will stop in St. Kitts on my way home and interview for the job.
Right.
And I got the job.
Oh.
Then whilst in St. Kitts, I was told, Siobhan, there's an opportunity to move to Dubai. Is that something you'd consider? And at no point did I think, Dubai, that's so far.
Right.
What's it going to be like? At the time, I had dreadlocks. You know, I said, sure. And I went to Dubai. They really sold me on the opportunity. And 8 years later, I'm still with the company.
Wow.
So any advice, the best advice I could give anybody is to take a chance on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that you cannot do. So trans shouldn't be part of your vocabulary. If one person says no, somebody else will say yes.
Right.
Ideally, I would love to be a housewife to people.
Really?
Yeah. That's one thing I wouldn't say my personal life suffered, but because of my professional life, I've had to pick up and move five times.
Right.
It's really difficult to lay down any roots in respect.
Mm-hmm. Would you consider it a regret, though, to this date?
No, I have no regrets. I try not to have any regrets.
Right.
I would have loved to have been a mother, but again, that doesn't happen. But God, in his wisdom, has blessed me with so many amazing children to love. I have 12 godchildren.
Oh, beautiful.
You know, and a lot of young people that I love like be my own. So I don't think I've suffered in that respect or missed out on knowing what it is to be loved by a child and to love a child,
you're still quite young and you're still very much, you know, it still is possible. So chances are you still have time to work on that, isn't it?
Let's see. Maureen, I forgot to mention that we have so many mutual friends here in Grenada.
I know.
And off air, I will give you some of the messages.
Let me tell you. I had a problem.
They told me that I can't leave Grenada. So let's see.
I would expect that. You see, I know. Your personality, my people will keep you there. And I have no doubt about that. And you're going to love them as well. So enjoy the stay there. I mean, if you do plan to stay over, you will fit right in. So I'm not worried. And you're not too far. And I will see you still, nonetheless. So when I come to jump my jab, we'll definitely have a ball again.
hopefully.
Shove. It was an honor this morning. I mean, everything tried to stop this conversation this morning, but you know what? The Most High definitely is the one in charge, and it was a beautiful conversation. I think your story is beautiful. I think, you know, who you are as a person, as an individual, definitely is an inspiration. And, you know, I mean, look at that. Your personality, if persons can lock that down a little bit more and invest in themselves and believe in themselves a little bit more, and it definitely shows. It shines, and it certainly is a big contributor to who you are today. And we appreciate that. We are happy that you were able to share that with us this morning. Imagine that. Send kids? No, it's... Oh, Anguilla it was? Anguilla, no, it's not too small. Send kids, it's not too small. And this little step, because you didn't think that, okay, I'm a big lawyer, I don't need to try to fit into any little space, I'm bigger than that. You took that step, and that step took you to one of the biggest ever, which is taking you over to Dubai, to where you are right now, aligned with this company. So, you know, your sort of approach on life is just one that is remarkable, and I hope that more people could be inspired by that kind of the approach. It really is a beautiful one and a humbling one at that. Thank you again so much, Sho.
Thank you. Thank you, Maureen. Thank you for the time. Despite all the technical difficulties, I hope I enjoyed the conversation. And I hope, like you said, that everybody is listening, is inspired in some way or another. I know a lot of my friends are tuned in. So,
yes.
Saying thank you to them for being my cheerleaders. I have a lot of support. And I'm truly grateful
Absolutely.
For that.
Absolutely. And we appreciate you, darling. Your humility is unsurpassed. And you know another thing? As you mentioned it when we were talking, I said yes, because I remember when you have events, you do not just sit back. You get involved in everything. Whether it's to bring water for me on the stage, you do everything. You know, you never figure that you're too big to get down and get the work done. And that is a beautiful trait, and I admire that in you. I really do.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Have a great one, darling.
You too.
Absolutely.
Bye.
There you go, guys. So, Shervin Lloyd, what a beautiful conversation this morning. What a beautiful soul. And she certainly is an inspiration. And believe you me, if you ever get the opportunity to be exposed to her, you would see exactly what we are talking about. But hopefully, by our conversation this morning, you would have been inspired or at least picked up some of it. And it can help you along your way as well. This is Radio Caribbean International. This is She Speak. Shervin Lloyd was our guest. And of course, it was made possible with the compliments of our partners, our two very distinguished partners, the Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need, and also Court St. Lucia, bringing value home.